From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. Opera has always thrived on its portrayals of history's evil deeds. And while it may not sound like it, we're listening to a pair of opera's earliest and most ruthless historical villains. It's a duet from Monteverdi's The Coronation of Poppea. It's written for Poppea herself, an unprincipled usurper, and her new hubby, Emperor Nero, the notorious tyrant who proverbially fiddled while Rome burned. Over time, of course, opera's depictions of villains became a bit less subtle. That music is associated with one of opera's most reprehensible villains, the murderous police chief Scarpia in Puccini's Tosca, a sort of latter-day Roman tyrant with historical overtones. But in the centuries between Monteverdi and Puccini, opera's bad guys were often harder to identify, in part because of opera's own history. In the 18th century in particular, operas often portrayed actual historical leaders, such as kings and emperors. And many of the people who paid for those operas, for their own entertainment, were kings and emperors. So composers and librettists had to hedge their bets a little, or risk offending their employers. This aria is for the title character in Handel's opera Tamerlano, depicting the 14th century ruler Timur. He was known, among other things, as one of history's most vicious conquerors. Yet the opera also highlights another, more sympathetic authority figure, the Turkish leader Bajazet. And even the mighty Tamerlano eventually reveals his softer side. But at times, historical operas were written for occasions so sensitive that even reformed villains were apparently off-limits, at least when it came to history's true movers and shakers. And that's what happened with Mozart's final opera. Mozart's La Clemenza di Tito was commissioned to celebrate a coronation, and the composer took no chances when it came to keeping the new king happy. He didn't, however, ignore opera's natural affinity for evildoers. His female lead is a character willing to burn down an entire city to avenge her rather questionable honor. But the opera's hero is the Roman Emperor Titus, a ruler more famous for virtue than villainy. Once he reportedly said, "It is impossible for me to be insulted or abused, as I do nothing worthy of censure." In Mozart's opera, the emperor puts it differently. He sings, "If the empire requires a hard heart, then take the empire from me, or give me another heart." Coming up, we'll hear Mozart's La Clemenza di Tito, The Clemency of Titus, in a production from the Champs-Élysées Theater in Paris. Tenor Kurt Streit stars as Emperor Tito, along with soprano Carina Gauvin as Vitellia, in a performance led by conductor Jérémy Roret.